Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The right fielder, Whitey Herzog. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaborn. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Serve. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Dick Williams. Batting seventh. The catcher, Harry Cheaty. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ken Hamlin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Hall. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Dick Hall. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting second. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ron Jackson. Batting 7th. The right fielder, Lou Clinton. Batting 8th. The catcher, Haywood Sullivan. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Tom Brewer. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Tom Brewer. And now, play ball. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a pop-up towards short. Button settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tuttle moves to second. Two outs. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Seaborn for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Seaborn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Runnels moves to second. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a fly ball into right field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a line drive towards short. Hamlin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. Harry Cheaty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cheaty hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hall fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tom Brewer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brewer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Sullivan trying to get to third. Tuttle throws the ball into Williams, who tags Sullivan for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first, with Brewer covering, for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-1 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brewer fields it and throws to first for the out. Tuttle moves to second. Two outs. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0-for-1 in the game. Herzog hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Tuttle trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-1 in the game. Button strikes out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a pop-up towards short. Hamlin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-1 in the game. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 0-for-1 in the game. Serve hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields it. Throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens strikes out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Harry Chee-Tee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-Tee is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Chee-Tee hits a fly ball into center field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 0-for-1 in the game. Hamlin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. Hall takes first base on ball 4. Hamlin moves to second. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hamlin moves to third. Hall moves to second. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Tuttle takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-2 in the game. Lump hits a fly ball into center field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Herzog hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hamlin scores. Hall moves to third. Tuttle moves to second. It's 1-0, Athletics. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Seaborn takes first base on ball 4. Hall scores. Tuttle moves to third. Herzog moves to second. It's 2-0, Athletics. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 0-for-2 in the game. Serve hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields the ball and throws to get the runner, and throws the ball away. Jackson picks up the ball and throws it to Sullivan, who tags the runner out. Tuttle scores. Seaborn moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Athletics. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0-for-1 in the game. Clinton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sullivan strikes out. One out. Gary Geiger pinch hits for Tom Brewer. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Clinton moves to second. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-2 in the game. Button strikes out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Chee-Tee for a passed ball. Clinton moves to third. Geiger moves to second. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clinton scores. Geiger scores. It's 3-2, Athletics. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Runnels. The throw from Chee-Tee and he is out, Lump applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Worthington now pitching. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Chee-Tee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-Tee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. GT takes first base on ball 4. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. GT moves to second. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. GT moves to third. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hamlin strikes out. Two outs. Dick Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. GT scores. It's 4-2, Athletics. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Tuttle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hamlin misplays the ball. That's an error on Hamlin. Malzone moves to second. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson hits a fly ball into right field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clinton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-3 in the game. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Herzog hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first, with Worthington covering, for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Seaburn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Stevens. Seaburn reaches second base with a double. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 0-for-3 in the game. Serve strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a fly ball into left field. Serve settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pumpsy Green pinch hits for Al Worthington. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0-for-3 in the game. Button hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Nelson Chittum now pitching. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harry Chiti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiti is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Chiti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hamlin takes first base on ball 4. Chiti moves to second. Mike Forknealy's now pitching. Dick Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to second for the out. Chiti moves to third. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chiti scores. Hall moves to second. It's 5-2, Athletics. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-4 in the game. Lump strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Runnels hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle. Runnels reaches second base with a double. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Malzone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Runnels scores. It's 5-3, Athletics. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-3 in the game. Stevens hits a fly ball into right field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-3 in the game. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Malzone moves to second. Marty Cutina now pitching. Vic Wirtz pinch hits for Ron Jackson. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams pinch hits for Lou Clinton. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Malzone moves to third. Thompson moves to second. Bill Monbouquet pinch runs for Ted Williams. Marty Keogh pinch hits for Haywood Sullivan. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Keogh strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Vic Wirtz now playing first base. Gene Stevens now playing right field. Marty Keogh now playing center field. Don Guile now catching. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Herzog hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wirtz scoops it up and throws to first, with Forknealy's covering, for the out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Seaburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 0-for-4 in the game. Serve strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marv Thornberry now playing first base. Russ Snyder now playing left field. Ray Webster pinch hits for Mike Fornelius. Ray Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Williams fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0 for 4 in the game. Button hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thornberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lump scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 5, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.